Hi everyone, welcome to Talk Tonight Sports. I'm joined with Josh Breeden. How you doing, mate? You okay?
Yeah, not bad, mate, not bad.
Good, how are you coping with this lockdown?
All right, ups and downs is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, you just got to get on with
bored
it.
Bored at the moment, obviously not working. Yeah.
It's hard work at the minute, mate. You just got to keep yourself occupied as much as possible. It's tough, mate, but you're doing great. Right, just giving a brief overview of your career and so far and stuff. One professional fight with one win. You reckon 11 or 12 amateur fights, you're not too sure exactly, but with one loss on there, which is a great record, to be fair. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking? Yeah.
22, mate.
22, yeah. So it's a great record for that age, isn't it? You know what I mean? You've come through the amateurs and you've gone into the professional game now. I mean, you're an upcoming boxer with a massive amount of potential. How are you finding the professional game so far?
No, I'm liking it. It's obviously a lot different to the amateurs.
Yeah.
Say I've only had the one fight, got the win, but I broke my hand in it, didn't I? So it was a bit of a set back from there. So we did stop the ball from rolling a little bit.
I think it's
it is.
Yeah, I think it's a bigger thing for yourself to say that you've you broke your hand in a fight and you still went on to win the fight at the same time. I mean, I watched the fight back, mate. With a broken hand, I think you wouldn't even have known, to be fair. It was a great fight, to be fair, mate. Just going off this, I mean, I was in a gym with you a few years ago myself, and I mean, you've been boxing since you were a kid. You've been into the likes of rugby and stuff as well. Rugby league, obviously, being from around there. You played some rugby as well, didn't you?
Yeah, from when I was a kid, always been sporty, always done loads of just whatever I could, really. Always just couldn't sit still.
Yeah.
Always playing rugby. From about 6, I think, and then obviously got 10 or 11, I started trying to do boxing.
Yeah. I mean, what made you get into boxing in the first place? Because it's a sport which is always interesting how people got into it. It's like, I've heard some mad stories. Yeah. What's your take on that?
Was it Rocky, you know? The film Rocky.
I think I was the same, to be fair.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, 100%.
I remember being, when we were kids and that, me and my brother were mates with like these four brothers. And I remember one night we all went round to theirs and we watched it. And I think straight away after watching the first Rocky, we were all in the back garden, so having like pretending to be Rocky, essentially just sparring in the garden. And then I asked the dad, can I take the box set home, took the box set home. I think I just binge-watched it all that night, just binge-watched it. And the next morning after, just praying to my mum, get me to boxing, let me go boxing gym.
Yeah.
She was having none of it at first. Well, you know, did not. Yeah. She works in the doctors, doesn't she? So she did not want me doing it. She was telling me, no, rugby's way enough, Josh, don't do anything else. But yeah, eventually, like I think, like 2 weeks later, I just get pounded and she let me go.
Yeah, it's a mad one because similar to yourself, my dad's a massive Rocky fan, and I was speaking to we had Ben Jones on yesterday, who's won 5 titles, and I was speaking to him about Rocky and stuff, and he was on about how it influenced him as well. I think it's mad the way like a film, which isn't even, I mean, it's not real, but the story of the underdog to winning. Is like unbelievable, isn't it? I think that's the main thing with Rocky is how inspirational it is to everyone. Similar to yourself.
Lad, we still have the music on in the gym at the moment.
When I go running, my road work's literally just on the gym. It's literally just that. Like, I have a gym playlist and it's just Rocky and Creed songs, to be fair. Oh, so it's mad, isn't it? How it just
so
goes.
Good, though.
Right, okay. I mean, one thing which I always remember was we you trained at Kingsway Boxing Gym. I was there for a bit before you joined, but I remember you walking in and I was like, who's this kid? And you got in the ring and I remember Phil, the coach, was just like letting you pick off the people sparring. And I remember you just stood there in the ring. I can remember just watching outside because I was a bit bigger than you at that point. I mean, it's strange because you're massive now, but I can remember just watching you outside the ring and I was like, shit, this kid's good. I remember just watching you picking people off in the gym, and it was just weird to see. What was it like the first time you walked into a gym, like the first boxing gym? Because it's a different setup to Rocky, put it that way, isn't it? It's not the likes of Mickey's gym. Yeah. It's a class, isn't it? So,
well, I loved it, to be honest. Like, obviously, it was a bit of an old school gym, wasn't it? Like, it was a bit of a rough gym, and it was
set up in a police station, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it's good though. I just got in and just loved it really. Like from the off, I told to me mum, I said to her, "All right, just be for me fitness." I think that's how I like originally got to be doing the boxing. I said to her, oh, just think how fit I'll get doing the rugby, mum. Like, I'll just do it all for fitness. And I don't think she'd ever let me spar. I don't think she wanted me to spar. Obviously, you started sparring, didn't I? I just loved it. And I remember, I used to say to Phil, our coach at the time, after every session, I'll go and have a word with my mum, go and try and get her to let me box for you, Phil. And he'd come out every session and be speaking to my mum, going, oh, he's quite good, you know, Josh. I think she'll let him have a go. He's all safe and all this. So in the end, like, obviously, her head got turned. She had to let me do it then.
He's the nicest guy in the world, Phil, as well. I remember.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
He let me do some coaching there at the time. And I think when you started joining, I was doing something for school in like GCSEs. They asked me to do some training and I was doing the coaching for some of the kids. And I remember speaking to Phil and he was like, he's good, isn't he? And I was like, yeah, he's good. And he was like, do you want to spar with him? I was like, no chance. I was like, I'm not getting in. I was like, no chance.
He's like 50. I still see him walking around, running around, and that now, you know.
He's always in pure gym. Yeah, I always see him running around. He's always doing something. And I think his son plays rugby as well, if I'm not mistaken, or he's doing.
Yeah, something. I think so.
Anyway, you had quite a good amateur career, as we've already said. What was the amateurs like for you? Because it's mixed emotions with that. How did you find it with the point system and stuff?
Enjoyed it. Yeah, like. I think at the time, it was also my first amateur bout. I think the first amateur bout I took so serious, and I was just thinking, oh my God, like I'm not getting knocked out. Like, oh, it's going to take one punch beyond my chin.
Yeah.
But I remember, do you remember Jack Blackburn?
Yeah.
So, I think I'm my first one in like year eight. So I think it was like 12, 13. And I used to just get in the ring, and all Bill and Phil would want me to do was just get in and spar with him. And I remember I used to come on with like bruises on my arm somewhere. George put my hands up.
Yeah.
And my mum was like, oh, it's not for you. Don't do it, Josh. Don't do it. And I remember getting in my first fight. And I said in the corner, going, oh my God, this is so easy. This is so much easier than all my training.
Yeah.
I just loved it from there out, really.
I think that's the big thing, is that the first fight is how your mind is a bit. I remember my first fight, and I remember sitting down in the corner after the first round and taking my actual first proper punch. I mean, sparring's different. Sparring's too much training. And I remember taking my first punch, and I remember sitting in the corner just going, oh, my God. I was like, why have I started doing this? I remember it was a big right hand, the first one that properly clocked me, and my head started spinning. And I was like, whoa. So I went back into the corner. I won the fight, like, but I just remember sitting in the corner and being like, "Is this for me?" And I think the mindset at that point then is it breaks people at that point. And to see yourself, you've gone off to a great career there so far.
It's fight or flight, isn't it? Like, you can 100%. Have people who look boss on the pads all day, like look like they're banging on the bags nonstop, look great, and then they get punched in the face. Like Mike Tyson says, isn't it? It's a different game plan. As soon as you get hit and that, and it is
exactly
makes or breaks you.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to get into in the next one here. So, I mean, the crossover into professional games is a mad one, because you were head guards, bigger gloves, 14, 16-ounce gloves, something like that when you're in the amateurs. And then you're going up then into 10-ounce to 12-ounce gloves, depending on what you're fighting, with no head guards. I mean, what was that like over for you?
To be honest with you, so like, I think the last couple of fights that I started having, because I think, I don't know if you turned 18,
They stopped the head guards at 18. I think it was in about
2014, 15
that they changed.
Yeah, so I think I was with Terry then. I just started with Terry, and the head guards weren't a thing. I obviously knew that he was doing like the pro coaching, and he had pros and stuff. So, and in my head, I was just thinking to myself, like, if you're boxing without a head guard and stuff, you are basically just doing a pro fight, aren't you? Like,
yeah.
So why not turn over? Why not try and get paid for it? Because I think that's originally, I used to want to like go and see how far I could go in the amateurs and stuff, but what do you do? We go to the Olympics in the end, but
exactly, there's a lot of fighters now.
Even then, like, you only make big money.
Yeah, there's a lot of fighters since that's been announced where they've said there's no point. The amateur game is slowly dying off, in my opinion. I mean, it's great for you up and coming till you're 16, but I mean, until you get to the bigger age, why would you not get? I mean, I understand representing your country and stuff, but a similar fighter to yourself, you've got the power, you've got the output, and you've got the opportunity to knock someone out, really. It's more fun, I think, the professional game at the same time. It's not point scoring system. Yeah. And I mean, obviously you can win on points.
It's more exciting to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. It's something different than me saying to you, do you want to come and watch an amateur fight, or do you want to come and watch a professional fight? And in essence, there's no difference in it, really, because there's no same gloves, no head guard. But I think it's mad. It's just a
more the whole show. Better. It's more like the whole everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a better way to say it.
There's definitely more people now as well who are going into the pros with a lot fewer amateur fights. Like, I don't know, like maybe 10 years ago, people would have like, I don't know, 50, 100 amateur fights and then turn over. Whereas now, like, there's a lot of people who are just having like 10, 15 and going, you know what, nah, suck this. It's what I want to do. I want to turn over. And I think that was the case with me, really.
Yeah, I mean, there's a with Josh Kelly a few years ago with the Olympics. I know he performed well, but remember, as soon as he came out of the Olympics, he was like, I'm not staying in that. That may as well go into the professional game, and he's been great ever since. Right, just going on to another thing there, mate. You've you mentioned before you're with Terry Spencer and Widnes. I mean, I know of Terry. I don't know him personally, but I mean, you know, he's got a great stable and he's got a great mindset. Yeah, yeah. He's 100% boxing, and that's the best way he should be. I think he fought as well, didn't he? At quite a high level in the amateurs. I know I've seen
some videos on
Facebook. Yeah. What's he like to work with, Terry, as a coach? I mean, going from Kingsway over to that, I can imagine it's a completely different mindset, completely different.
It is. Well, he does. He lives and breathes it. I'm not even asking. He's in there. He has like these 6 a.m. classes. I'm sorry, I don't care what I'm training for you. It's very rare you're going to see me waking up at that early. Like, he gets up when he comes and does these classes. He's in there all day. He goes home for a little bit. He'll sit there watching YouTube. He's always studying fighters and stuff. He does, like, just knows what he's doing. And I remember being at Kingsway and stuff, and but even all your boss coaches and stuff and all lovely lads and stuff, it was a very old school style of training, whereas Terry, he brings all this new stuff in. And I always remember I was sparring once, and I remember Bill just giving me a slap on the back of the head and just going, what are you doing?
That was his big thing. Fighting with my hands down. He used to do that to me all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. I think more it's from Bill doing that than actually sparring. But I remember him shouting at me for having my hands down, whereas Terry, like, this, all of Terry's fighters are different because they've all got their own different style, and that's what Terry's good at. He doesn't want to try and change it or fight like one style. He just adapts with whatever you're good at. Like, he works on it and stuff. And he does. The whole gym's good. Remember Leon's there now? Yeah, Leon's just turned over.
He was great when he was younger as well. He was a bit younger than us, wasn't he? But I can remember he was a kid who had a lot of potential when we were coming through. I remember him well. I've seen the videos on my Facebook and that, and he looks 100% better than what he used to be. You know what I mean?
Well, it is.
It's mining a diamond out of the rough, isn't it? You know what I mean? That's what you want.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what he's doing, which is great and good. Like, on Terry for doing it.
That's it. Well, Kingsway was very like, they tell you the basics and they're teaching it very well, but then it'd be a lot of hard work and like just slugging on the bag. Whereas Terry will come in and I'll be throwing a right hand on the bag and I'm doing it 10 times over, thinking it's sound. Teddy come over and pick on the tiniest little thing, and then the bag will go from moving that far to this far. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like these tiny differences that you don't even notice or you don't ever see, and then he'll just come over and pick on them. Or he's very good. He sits there and watches old videos or studies you on the pads and sees where you're going wrong, and that's just how the whole gym is just getting better and better and stuff, and just go from there, really.
Exactly. I mean, I've never been to Terry's gym. I was when I was fighting last year and stuff. I was training over at Engine Room in Liverpool, and the conversations which I had from Kingsway over to Engine Room was like, it was again a different mindset. It's not, this is what you need to do. It's, this is how you should do it. And it was very self-centered.
Yeah.
So it's a great mindset to have, 100%. I mean,
So I was going to say, like, he's the coach, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He'll tell you all, like, the technical parts and stuff, but in the end of it, like, you're the one who's got to go and do the runs and stuff like that. Like, really and truly, if you're in the boxing gym, you should be going there to do your boxing training. You shouldn't be going in there to do... Obviously, we do fitness sessions and whatnot, but that stuff that he'll tell you is going and doing your own time. When we go in the gym with Teddy, it's pure. Like, we are doing technical work. We are working to get better and better, like, your craft, aren't you?
Yeah.
And obviously, we've got other people there, like Kieran. I don't know if you've seen Kieran.
He's on the pad.
Oh,
right, okay.
He's like another pad man, but mate, he gets you thrown like fucking 20 punch combos and stuff like that. He beats you off and stuff like that. But again, like, it's just all different bits just to add into the mix, isn't it? And then obviously got Leon there, get top sparring and stuff. It is just good. And I think what I like as well is because it's quite like the Terry, you think he's just over 30, like the young, so it's like
the modern sport, isn't it? It's not, yeah, like, Rocky.
that's it. It's not just we go in every day and we just spar and like just battle each other and that's how we get better. It's like we pick and he looks a bit more at science stuff, and we've got like another lad now, Billy, doing all the strength conditioning and stuff, and it's like stuff I've never done before, and you're definitely feeling, you're reaping the rewards. I feel stronger from it, feel faster. Yeah, and it's good. It's just different.
I mean, that's the thing, he's pretty much took over the witness scene at the minute as well with Terry. I mean, even 100%. The Northwest, everyone around the Northwest knows at the gym. I know loads of people everywhere you go, there seems to be every gym or boxing conversation you seem to have around there is or if you're seeing what's going on at Terry Spencer's and stuff. So it's great, mate.
He's definitely breaking through, he is. I was so surprised because where I used to live, it was 5 minute walk from my house to Terry's gym. I didn't even know it was there, so that's been there like for years or whatever. I never knew it was there, and I think I only booked in first just for a bit of fitness. I was going out too much. It was 18, it was at that age, and then I was going out all the time. I think the first two sessions with him I cancelled because I was hungover or something. And then I ended up just training a little bit with him, and then ended up getting onto the amateurs with him and stuff, and then just went from there really.
Right, going on to the next bit on here, mate. I've seen some of your fights, and I know I've seen your style and stuff. It's a quality style for yourself. is there anyone in particular which you take inspiration from the likes of Mike Tyson, who obviously studied Jack Dempsey and stuff, and took a lot of his moves? Is there anyone in particular, or because what a lot of people always say to me is, I fight my own way, but I always find it's interesting where your background is with the boxing history,
yeah.
What it is you look up to.
See, I reckon when I was younger, I think from watching Rocky and stuff, it'd be just like a slugfest. I remember, because obviously I used to play rugby and stuff as well. I think I've always used to think I've got a hard head and that.
Yeah.
So I'd always look at Mike Tyson and Wood, and I think when I was in Kingsway, I would just put my hands up a little bit and I'd just come forward and just start trying to swing, take your head off.
Yeah.
And then obviously I think, definitely Mike Tyson. And then, obviously, I think Muhammad Ali is boxing. I think he's made it what it is. I love the way he talks and stuff. I don't think I'm much of a talker or anything like that. But I think as I got a little bit older, and then started watching the likes of Roy Jones, loved his movement. And then I started just boxers to sort of dance in the ring and make it more of a show, which I like. I like the flashy. I like it. Say before, Josh Kelly and stuff, boxing's lovely. That's entertaining. There's nothing better than watching two people just slug it out and stuff. But when one person's pretty much just dancing rings, circles around somebody, making someone look an idiot. I think that's what boxing is, hit and don't get hit. And I think that's what I try and style my style from. Just taking little bits from everyone, watching who's good and what works well with them. I'm always on YouTube, I'll stay up all night. I'm not even messing, I've watched pretty much every boxing video on YouTube. I'm always re-watching them. And just little things that work and go home and go to the gym, see if it works in sparring. If it works well in sparring, I'll keep it then.
Yeah, it's all different stuff for your repertoire then, isn't it? 100%.
That's it, yeah.
Right, going on to the next thing, which I thought was quite interesting, I'm not too sure how you got into this, but you were you've been doing some sparring with the likes of Rocky Fielding and Martin Murray, obviously with Rocky being a former world champion and Martin Murray, who was intercontinental champion a few years ago. How crucial is it for you to do that type of training with them types of people? Because they've got loads. I know Martin a little bit myself from doing PTs with him. I know how good he is at the sport and how smart he is with the sport. How has that been for you? Do you know the likes of training with them types of people?
I think more than anything, just massive confidence booster. You grow up. I remember watching Rocky on Pride Fight a years ago when he had a skinhead and he just was going in blasting everyone else. And again, that's another reason why I like being at Terry's gym so good, because it's like he's got these fingers in these pies that he's able to go, oh, Josh is sparring so and so today. Do you know what I mean? We're sparring so and so next week, and it's top sparring, and really, that's what you need to get better, isn't it? Be faced with these tough, tough fights, and above anything, it's just a massive confidence booster. Just knowing that I'm not just going to go in the ring and just get one bombed out there, and I can have a go and stuff, and it's just confidence boosting. And I believe in Terry, I trust in Terry. I know that he won't throw me in anywhere if he didn't believe that I could do well, do you know what I mean? Just not get hurt or anything.
He's not going to throw you, so where are you going to get hurt, are they?
That's what I mean. You want to be in these deep waters, but you don't want to just get eaten, do you?
No.
That's it. And I think I'm doing well. I'm not I would say like I'm 1-0 at the moment. I've had the one fight. Hopefully once all this corona stops and we get the ball swinging again, like I can't wait. But for the next couple of fights, I'm not going to be in with anyone like them. No. I've grew up watching like the likes of Mark Murray and Rocky, and the fact that I've been in the ring with them and stuff and spar with them, it's kind of surreal a little bit, like thinking about it, like it's crazy, but definitely just get me to that next step, really.
It's when you start to realise that they're just other boxers. I think that's the level. It's when I know a lot of fighters who have fought some big names, and when they get into the ring with people and they go, oh, well, he's such a body. And it's like, yeah, but you're such a body as well. And you need to, it's that turnover point is where you realise they're just normal people who've just done the same as you, come through a gym and fought their arse off to get to the highest point. And I mean, it is a crucial thing for you to do. You mentioned there about what you're doing in the future as well. You're aiming to get some more fights. You've just started working with Mary Boxing, haven't you? I mean, I know they've had some decent names. I think there was a lad, I don't know who was fighting on it, but he was on the Joshua Ruiz fight, the second one, in Saudi Arabia, wherever it was. Have you got anything like in talks or any discussions or anything planned with them so far? Because I know they've got, again, fingers in the pies, as you said before, you know.
No, yeah, made up. I know for the fact that Kev, he's going to be the pay. I know he's going to be getting me the fights that I want, the fights that I need. Definitely do. I said before we were, I just missed out on the Ultimate Boxer that had just been coming
out. I was going to mention that
in a bit, yeah. Yeah, sorry. I had a week's call or whatever, and I was a bit heavy. I was trying to make the weight and stuff. And I would have made the weight. Something come back on my medical. I've got to go and redo something on my medical, which isn't ideal. It's just long. But as you've seen on the Ultimate Boxing, if you watched the reserve, because I was first reserve, sorry. So the first reserve ended up fighting and stuff anyway. So I would have gone in and I would have been fighting.
Yeah.
So obviously a bit gutted about that, missed out on that. But like I say, like, get this medical sorted after Christmas. After the first fight's down, the next one's coming, and I'll just keep the ball rolling then. I know Kev's keen to get me active and keep me busy and stuff, and that's what I need. I don't need to be having these long layoffs and stuff.
Yeah,
like, obviously, it was a setback the first fight and stuff. I was meant to be fighting the month after, and obviously, it done my hands, so I couldn't.
Yeah.
But that's what I want. I was 2021, I'm hoping to God all this corona and just packed it in, and we can just all get on with our lives now, and then that's it. The career starts.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to get on there is how do you think COVID's actually affected the sport? Because I've watched loads of fights, the Dillon Whyte-Povetkin fight, Katie Taylor fight the other day, and I was watching the UFC a few weeks ago, and I think it's weird watching them without like crowds and stuff, because you've been to fights, I've been to fights, I know the atmosphere at a boxing fight, you'll never beat that. When you go to a football game, you'll never beat the boxing. You know what I mean? The boxing crowd, when it's a big name, when it's a big event, it's unbelievable. And how do you think that's affected the sport?
It's definitely a massive impact, isn't it? I think all sports are definitely missing out and stuff.
Yeah.
I think, obviously, having the fans behind you, whatever, no matter what sport, where you are, it's going to be a massive boost. And I think, especially in a sport like anything to do with fighting and stuff, it's like in a school fight or something, if two lads are going at it and they've got the whole school behind them chanting for them, whatever. They're probably going to make more of it. They're going to try harder, aren't they? Even if it's just them two on their own, like they're a bit quiet and stuff. But then I do also think to myself, when there's no one around, there's just cameras and like a referee, whatever, it'll show the people who the real fighters are and who really want it and who's not just there and who needs the fans.
The Dillon Whyte fight the other week, I think he would have won that fight if he had a fan behind him. I mean, with Beckin especially, because he obviously started to knock him down in the second. I think it was the second or the third. I'm not too sure exactly the round. But then he kind of got himself, like he'd already won the fight. And I think if he would have had an English crowd there going behind him, obviously Beckin's Russian, he would have panicked. You know what I mean? I think he wouldn't have come out in that last round when he knocked him out. And I don't think he would have knocked him out, because I think he would have been, his head would have gone, because the same thing happened against Joshua at Wembley, and I think that was a big, I seen that fight and I was like, oh, he wouldn't have won that fight if he would have had a crowd there for supporting Dillon
Whyte. They're chanting them on and stuff, and I know Dillon Whyte would have probably come out straight away inside to finish him.
Yeah.
But that knockout was clinical though. He'd turn up, like he'd been waiting for that, and he was looking for that the whole fight.
I think if he watches, it's a thing with Povetkin as well, if he watches highlight reel, it's unbelievable. I mean, a huge knockout which he had against David Price a few years ago, horrible one to watch back, but he's literally killed some people, not killed, but he's knocked some people out big time. Right, okay, just going to go on to some other stuff here, mate. So, do you have any goals that you want to achieve with the boxing, or are you just limited? Are you just limitless? Are you just going to try and get to the highest point? I think that's the way it should be. But you got anything in particular you're aiming to get?
Say, with the boxing, say every day as it comes, take every fight as it comes. Obviously, everyone's sitting and saying I want to be world champion, and of course I do. Everyone in the game, like I don't know why else you'd be in it.
Yeah,
I think I was as high as you possibly can. But yeah, like obviously set goals and stuff. But like every day as they come, really. So. See how far I'm getting the sport. Like I'm loving doing it. I do like I love my job. Like I say, like I pattern people in the gym and stuff as well. Like that is just my job. Like I love being around the gym. I love doing it. I love training. I've always loved it. I love the sport. So I'm lucky, really. Like I'm not on a 9-to-5. I hate whatever happens, and I'm just doing something I love. Aren't I?
Yeah,
100%. To go to the top and to do as the best I can, like it's just fucking bonuses, isn't it? Like I just can't wait. I just want it to all start for me, to be honest. I just want to get going with it all.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. You're still young as well. I think you need that. You need a bit of luck at the same time, don't you? For everything to start going again. Because when you broke your hand, the second fight was cancelled. Obviously, the issue with the medical a few weeks ago as well is obviously, I can imagine there are a lot of setbacks for you, but you're still positive off the back of it, mate. So it's a credit to you for the back of that. You know?
I think you've got to be, obviously. Everyone has their little lows, don't they? And I'd be lying if I said I didn't, but you know, I've just got to stay on the ball with it all. But I do, you know, I feel old now, you know, Lee.
It's mad, isn't it? I'm older than you, mate. I've got a little lad.
No, you've got a kid. I know that. I've seen, you know. It's my mad. Brother turned 21, like literally 2 days ago, and I can't believe it. It's like my little brother. It's mad.
Yeah. It's crazy, mate. But I said, but you're keeping positive, which is good. Right, I always do with all my guests, mate. It's just five quick fire questions on here. So what's your favourite boxing memory so far? So your personal one.
I hated my pro fight because obviously it went back. I obviously won, but it just wasn't a good day. I reckon my best boxing memory, I'd say, was my first fight back after that, like the layoff when I was about 18, my first fight with Terry, because I think that sort of gave me a bit of like, oh, we are, like I'm back on this now, like keep your head screwed on, and it just gave me a bit of focus of what I wanted to do in my life. Because I think at the time I was a bit like, not sure with anything. Obviously, just set me on my little path then, I think. So I think that was a positive for it.
Yeah. Your favourite sporting memory outside of boxing as a supporter?
See, I can only tell you on this one as well, because obviously, I've had loads of nights where I've been with mates watching the boxing, watching the UFC, whatever. Too many to probably say, to be honest. I don't watch football, but when Liverpool won the cup, I had all my mates were like crying over the telly. That was a great night.
Yeah.
I was mad. I remember losing my voice, singing all the songs that I don't even know. Yeah, that was a good night. So probably that one, to be honest with you, even though I don't like football at all.
Yeah, it is what it is, mate. It eats you up into it sometimes, even if you're not a fan. My girlfriend's an Everton fan, I'm a Liverpool fan, and we had a little lad. So obviously, the day after we had the baby, Liverpool actually won the league because City lost. And I've waited 24 years to see Liverpool win the league, and he waited one day. And I was like getting emotional because I just had the baby. Liverpool just won the league. I was like, I mean, Mrs. was like getting emotional because it was just mad. Anyway, who do you reckon is going to win out of Joshua and Fury if that fight ever happens?
Fury all the way, you know.
Fury.
He's too big. I think he's too big. Too much of boxes brain, just too much on it.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him win as well. I don't mind Joshua, but I like Fury a lot. And I think he's got the heart for that. I think Fury all the way.
Who's the toughest fighter you've ever sparred with or fought?
Do you know what? I'd actually say Leon. You know,
Leon.
He's coming through now. Yeah, and he's the best he's ever looked, the best he's ever been. But I've had some wars in the gym with him over the years, from going all the way back to being a kid.
Yeah.
In Kingsway with him.
Does his brother still train? Is it Lukey's brother?
I think he did for a little bit. He stopped now. I think he's doing all that. He's doing all like jujitsu or something at the moment.
Oh, is he? Right, okay.
He's doing it. So that's Spartan. Yeah, he's doing all that. But Yeah, I spar Leon now, lad, and I'm just thinking to myself to stand still. Leon, stop moving around. Just pack it in. Yeah. He's one to watch, so he'll come out very well.
Yeah, I've seen the stuff on Terry's page. He looks great, mate. He really does. What's your favourite fight of all time now, which isn't your own? So, like, which one would you say?
I reckon Cotto and Margarito.
Yeah,
the second one of them, just purely for the like the comeback. I used to love Miguel Cotto.
Yeah,
and obviously like he got robbed in the first fight, didn't he? When he had the dodgy things in his wraps and stuff, I just thought that was like just calm and at its best. Yeah. And to be fair as well, I loved the Fury Wilder when just purely for Fury waking up off the back.
The first one.
I just loved that. Again, he got robbed. It would have been better if he would have won it, but.
I think that's the best fight I've watched. I think that's the best fight I've watched in recent history, to be fair.
It
was a great fight. I think the comeback from Fury was the main thing, and it just was a mad fight. To see him go back and win the second one as well was great. Another one I was going to ask, obviously, you mentioned Roy Jones Jr. before, and you mentioned Mike Tyson as well, in kind of the same sentence. Ironic, they're actually fighting next week, and they're both like 5 or 50 or something at the minute. What's your takes on that, mate? What do you reckon on that?
I think it's boss for the sport. Like, I think, especially during all this corona stuff, I think that's like stuff like this. I don't agree with YouTubers fighting and getting on these big bills. Stuff. I think that's a joke where you've got people who trained all the life and they're not getting these big cards, whatever, or making all this money. But that, obviously, they're both boxers. They are past it now. But I think just for the fans, anyone who likes boxing, anyone knows anything about boxing, I think that's going to be great. I couldn't even tell you, you know. I think either Roy Jones is going to start dancing around him, but obviously it's Mike Tyson, it only takes one. But and to be fair though, if you see them on Instagram, they both look sharp, don't they?
Yeah, they do, to be fair. I was watching Tyson on the pads the other day, but Roy Jones, I was speaking to a few other people the other day about it, and they were saying, obviously, Roy Jones, well, my point of it is Roy Jones has fought recently. He's fought over the last 10 years, like 4 or 5 times. He fought at Haydock Racecourse a few years ago as well, I think it was. And like he's still been active, whereas Tyson's had a big layout since 2002, and he got beat in that fight.
Yeah, he's just been smoking weed all the time. I mean, yeah, Tyson as well, that's all.
Losing all his money, smoking weed, yeah, it's been mad. I think Roy Jones, if he'd take rounds as well. If he picks him off, he'll win the fight. But I think if Tyson catches him, it's all over. I do believe that. It's a different weight class.
Any more than 4 rounds, Roy Jones all the way.
Yeah, that's it. The same with Tyson, when he was
That's it.
Yeah, 100%, mate. Right, well, yeah, I think that's everything we need to go through there, mate. So, nice one for joining me. Pleasure having you on. There's just one thing I always say. The one thing which I always ask people is, you're obviously still up and coming, you're still a young lad in theory, but if you could give any advice to any of the young lads at your gym, or if any of the lads that are watching this in particular, any of the girls as well, what would it be? What up and coming advice would you give them?
Try your best not to have no layoffs, even if you're not training all the time, non-stop. Everyone needs a little break. Everyone might have like a bad little week, bad few days, whatever. Don't be too hard on yourself. A loss is a loss. Carry on. Yeah. Keep going, really. Just don't. It sounds cringy, like, but just don't give up. Just keep it going.
Yeah.
Everything, and you'll learn as you get older and stuff. Everything is a learning curve, no matter what it is. Everything, injuries and stuff like that. Like, say my right hand got fingered and started using my left more, like I'd train with my left hand. So it is just make use of what you got and just keep going, really.
100%, mate. But yeah, that's it. If you want to follow Josh on Instagram, I think it's j.breeden _. If you've got any questions or anything, I'm not too sure whether you want to answer the questions, pal, but if they want to drop you a message, I'm sure you'll get back to them.
Yeah, of course, always.
But yeah, nice one for joining us. I've been Liam Hillier, that's Josh Breeden, and nice one for joining Talk Tonight Sports, guys. See you soon.